G'day, Gareth.
G'day, Jimmy. Great to be with you, mate. The spring carnival has well and truly arrived now.
Yeah, absolutely. So the great horses are either back or getting ready to be back. What do we learn out of last weekend's Saturday racing, Gareth?
Well, we learned that Godolphin have got a star-studded group of three-year-olds. They only had the one stakes winner last season with their two-year-olds, but they've been able to hit the ground running with the same crop, and they've been able to hold off a few of their three-year-olds. They didn't really compete too much in the two-year-old season, and I think they might just dominate the three-year-old classics coming up, especially in Sydney there with the Golden Rose. I think Golden Mile is going to be hard to beat. The stablemate In Secret was also really impressive there at Rose Hill last Saturday. And then they've got a horse by the name of Ath Cabin that's the favourite for the Caulfield Guineas Prelude at Caulfield on Saturday. So I think they'll dominate the big three-year-old races, especially in the early part of the season. I don't know, Jimmy, if you saw I'm Thunderstruck at Flemington on Saturday in the Maccabi Diva.
Mm.
It was an enormous run to run down Alligator Blood. I think he is making up some ground on horses like Animo and also Zaki, and he's the real deal now. He's racing through the roof, and I give him a big chance in the Cox Plate in about 5 to 6 weeks' time now. I think he's come a long way having a bit of a break.
All right. I'm just looking for the Cox Plate market here at Top Sport. Animo, 380 favourite. Zaki, 460. I'm Thunderstruck. $8. So Alligator Blood at $16. So that is the market there. All right. If that's what we learnt last week, what are we going to learn? Should we be on the lookout for this week?
It's a terrific day's racing at Royal Randwick. Hopefully we don't get too much rain in Sydney. But Animo takes on Zaki, the two big guns you just mentioned. They're at the top of the market for the WS Cox Plate. Animo's the favourite in front of Zaki. If it's a dry track, I think Zaki can give Animo something to think about. If it's a wet track, I don't know if Zaki takes his place. They might say him and send him to Caulfield the week later. But it's going to be a great duel. James McDonald had the choice, the champion rider, out of the two horses. He decided to go with Animo. So
ooh,
he's the 210 favourite. I had a chat to James Cummings on Giddy Up this morning. Jimmy.
Yeah.
And he's always great fun, James. But he's got a driver that takes him everywhere. So picks him up at his eastern suburbs mansion and then takes him to White Farm and then takes him to the farm just outside of Sydney where they train their other gallopers like Animo based in the Hawkesbury region. Anyway, he's got his driver and I usually ask him because the driver gets all of the intel with Dominic Byrne, who's his form analyst. They have a chat and he overhears the conversation as James is going between the stables. And he's declared at Cabin to us and the Caulfield Guinea prelude around 2:10. But he also gave a good push for Animo. So I think there's two chances for mine. I'm taking Zaki on in the George Main. I think Animo, and there's a horse by the name of Fangirl in that race, about $10 to Chris Fuller. He's dominated this race at George Main. He's won 8 of the past 11. So I give that galloper a really good chance, Fangirl. She has the favourite for the Caulfield Cup, also goes around in that race. She just needs to really hit the line. And then there's the Shorts Field, which is like a mini Everest. You've got Nature Strips back, Eduardo, Mars Crusader resumes. Marsu's the new kid on the block. He's in the market for the Snowden and Lost and Running. So that's going to be a ripper at Randwick as well.
Classic legend there as well. $14 in that market. Nature Strip, the 230 favourite, 350 for Eduardo. I'm just wondering about the chauffeur with James Cummings. Does he get that with Dominic Byrne on? Does he make a request? So can you put it on speaker, please, James?
No, that's what happens. So the conversation's in the car.
Oh.
He gets the best intel. And even when the jockeys ring and say, oh, Jimmy, that horse worked well today. In fact, it went exceptional. And, when you get James on, he can tell you a couple of stories about how he even used to write down on the worksheet what a few of the jocks used to say. Like, they would ride track work and just say, track work rider rides Animo and comes back and the track work rider goes for the driver. And the driver won't give up his name, by the way. He's very secretive. Says, oh, I went enormous. We'll be winning next start. And he might just say, I worked okay on the worksheet. So he keeps it to himself so he gets the price. But, no, it's all good fun, mate. So it'd be a great job to have. If I didn't have my job hosting Giddy Up, I'd love to see James Cummins five. It's the best player we found.
Mate, that, he is going to be the hottest tipster around, the chauffeur. Yeah. He should start up some sort of podcast / social media accounts. They'd be all over that one, Libby Hopwood style. You know, you never know. Each to their own.
I don't know if that'll be as part of the Godolphin way that they go with that type of tipping. But I think the driver, he could have a subscription, but I think he likes to keep the price for himself.
No, fair enough. Hey, so I'm looking for your best of the weekend. Is that the George Main? I'm going to go Fangirl, $9.50 into $9 at Top Sport.
Yeah, I think each way with there. I think Aft Cabin can run a bit of a race as well.
Okay.
I think he'll be hard to beat Caulfield Guineas Prelude. And I suggest if you're having a bet and you like your future markets, I'm really keen on this Golden Mile Galloper, this 3-year-old for Godolphin. I think he wins the Golden Rose, and I think he'll win the Caulfield Guineas as well. So he can play that double. I think he's a star.
Okay, Golden Mile is the 480 favourite for the Caulfield Guineas. Aft Cabin, that you've just been mentioning, second on the line at 550. So there you go, right in the market on that one. Oh, hey, Gareth, I know you're a Manly fan. I won't hold that against you, but we're looking at mini-series. So is there someone in Australian sport or world sport that, you know, the family's a bit upset that they're doing something with Warney so early, which is, you know, understandable, but is there anyone you think there should be a mini-series made about?
Well, if they did a mini-series on the Manly side in the 2000s when they won the premiership and followed the Stewart brothers around, that would be quite entertaining. mini-series. I've always said in racing, all right, it's one of the great reality TV series, but like a bit like what the F1s do. Like, I think racing desperately needs something like that. And I talked to Zach Pert, the champion Hong Kong jockey, recently, and he would love to do, like, if the cameras follow them around for a Netflix series with the way that they go about trying to get rides and the competitive nature in the jockey's room anyway in Hong Kong. But I think it could work for Australian racing, like following a James McDonald around or someone, that, and then just taking the racing and sporting fan into the inner sanctum at track work, blow-ups between trainers and jockeys, disagreements with owners, and then the joy. And I think it'll really showcase the love that everybody has in the industry for the thoroughbred and the horse. And I think racing should do it. They've got enough big backers. They've got enough money to put some money behind a series like that. And I think it would be a huge success.
All right, here we go. Peter
Valandy, instead of increasing prize money, put some money into a Netflix series to really promote the game. I reckon that would be a winner.
Ride to Survive is the working title at this point. 554, a regular texter to the program, says they should make a documentary on Ty Anglin. That's a good suggestion.
Yeah, that would be superb.
Yeah.
His inspiration, Ty Anglin, he just proves that whatever obstacles, and he's had some really tough challenges, obviously, with that four, and he was a paraplegic or quadriplegic after that fall at Shard's Inn. But he's been able to find some new passions, and he's a jockey's manager now, and he's a great ambassador for racing. So I agree with that. Listen, that's a terrific idea.
Great racing over the weekend, mate. You enjoy that. I know you will, and we'll speak next Thursday.
Good on you, Jimmy. Thanks, mate.
Gareth Hall there. He is the host of Giddy Up on SEN Track. You can hear it 15:39 AM. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 PM on 1170 SEN.